The theme of tonight's event is Vegas. The 47 nominees from across Wales will sit on tables named after the most famous hotels on the Strip. Sarah Cornelius Price is very much looking forward to the ceremony.
We've got a fabulous celebration for the success of all the women in Wales, really, those who are running businesses or those who aspire to do so. We've got a fabulous lineup with Jason Harold as our compere, and we've got Allegra McAvidi, who is our guest speaker tonight as well.
But despite the enthusiasm for today's event, this week hasn't been great for Welsh women in business. The TUC found that unemployment amongst 16 to 24-year-olds in Wales has risen by 8%, whilst the Equality and Human Rights Commission reported that only two of the top 50 businesses in Wales have female chief executives. Kate Bennett is the National Director for Wales for the Commission.
Some sectors have a lot of women working in them, such as retail, such as banking. But spookily enough, when you get to the top table, we're still really looking at all male groupings or primarily male groupings.
But Sarah disagrees. She thinks there are a lot of leading businesswomen in Wales.
One of the problems that we have in Wales today is that we have women who don't necessarily think about putting themselves forward. They're so busy concentrating on doing what they're doing that getting them to actually stop and recognise their own achievements, I think, is quite difficult.
Tonight's nominees will be celebrating their achievements with over 300 guests at the Vale Hotel. But this evening isn't just about rounds of applause. It's as much celebration as it is inspiration.
The recognition can contribute to an individual woman's sense of confidence in her business and her achievements, and it can take somebody forward in a really positive way. And you'll see that in the reaction from some people. They use it as an impetus to go forward.
Last year, Kerry Booth from Rhondda Cynon Taf was crowned Young Entrepreneur of the Year after setting up her own copywriting company during her final year at Glamorgan University.
One of the biggest challenges I face is my age, and when they also question, you know, how successful has the business been, when I respond saying I was actually named Young Female Entrepreneur of the Year, it gives them a lot of reassurance and gives me as a person a lot more credibility.
For the first time, a scholarship is being awarded to a promising young businesswoman at the event. Along with the £1,500, the winner will also receive mentoring from one of Wales's top female business leaders. Sarah explains why this funding is so important.
I stood up last year at the first awards and I said that we wanted to do a lot more than just a one-night awards. I wanted to make sure that we would have an awards evening to recognise women every year, but in addition to that, we would be looking to provide a platform for young business people and ultimately, obviously, looking to do more scholarships as well.
The ceremony starts at 7:30.